This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. On our program today, we're joined by Randy Ollis. Randy is the chief of the Yancey County Rescue Squad. And it's time, Randy, for your annual fundraising event that actually starts today. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Right now, let's talk about your squad. Volunteers, how many calls do you make, that kind of thing?
Good morning, Steve. I appreciate you letting me be with you this morning. We have 30 volunteers. Everyone on the rescue squad is volunteer. Last year for 2006, we made over 1,000 calls, some of those being first responder nature in West Yancey and Burnsville District. And, of course, we do the car wrecks and also the other rescue events that happen in our county. We also did about 12,000 volunteer hours last year in 2006. We had a couple of members who were over 1,000 hours that they donated to the county.
Wow, that's a lot. Can you compare that to this year so far?
Looks like this year's going to be busier. Okay. We're already at 500 runs and over 4,000 hours, and I've not totaled up May yet.
With 30 volunteers, you cover the county, right?
Yes, we are the only certified rescue squad in Yancey County. The state mandates that they have at least 8 certified rescue technicians, and currently we're up to 15 of those with the rest of the members in different ends of the program trying to get finished with it. With any volunteer agency, our biggest problem is folks who come on and start in the program and then leave us, and we get new members, and it's about 20 blocks of instruction that takes somewhere over about 300 hours to get all the way through it.
Is there a turnover?
You know, you have different situations. You have people who start, and it just ends up being too time-consuming for them. Or sometimes in our small county, you see things that just really bother you, and you find out you're not made to do those particular things. There is kind of two aspects to the rescue squad. We do have medical end and rescue end, and some people like the medical better, and some people like the rescue better. So it's kind of a good fix for them. Like I said, 15 members who are at least RT certified. Other members have taken several blocks of that and like some to get finished. Hazardous material operations level, we have 19 people certified in that. And we have 11 of our members who are at least medical responder above, with 3 who are paramedics. You have to be really dedicated now as a volunteer to do so many hours of medical and so many hours of rescue, and it's weekends away from your family, and we not went on a call yet. You know, it's a lot of time consumption.
Let's talk about the big fundraising event. This is an annual event that comes along for the rescue squad. It's actually starting today. Tell us about it.
Okay, the fundraiser is, again, community support service driven. It will be a phone drive, and that's the thing that I need everybody to understand, that it is a legitimate phone drive. It will be by Community Support Services, as it has been for about the last 10 years or so. And you will receive a phone call, and you will make your pledge, and then you'll get some paperwork, and you send your pledge back to us. And it comes straight to the rescue squad instead of going to Community Support Service. And then they set you up for your portraits if you're interested in those.
I know lots of people always get calls soliciting something from us. If I have any questions about anything, is there a number I can call?
Yes, you can call the rescue squad directly at 682-7665 or Community Support Services, 800-253-2638. Or you can call any of the members of the rescue squad. Myself is 682-9652. And there's any of the members you can talk to about it.
This money goes where?
It goes directly into our reserves, and as the year progresses, we use it on rescue equipment. Just like we were talking about earlier, with 30 members, there's always protective equipment to buy. We have to have communications equipment. We have to have first aid equipment. We have to have rescue equipment. So it's an ongoing process as far as the funds go. You equip somebody just basically with the basic needs is about $1,200 per person. $25,000 usually each year from the North Carolina Department of Insurance and a grant that is equipment driven. And then our fundraiser is a big source of our income. And then the county uses a grant usually once a year, and with the budget as tight as it is this year, we're sweating that one a little bit.
I understand. One more time around, the fundraiser starts today. Tell us quickly about it again.
Okay, Community Support Services. It will be a phone drive, and they will call you, and if you have any problems at all or any questions about it, you can call them directly, 800-253-2638. The Rescue Squad here is 682-7665. Or any of our members, you can contact us at home or call me at 682-9652.
Thank you, Randy Hollis. He is the chief of the Yancey County Rescue Squad.
Thank you, Steve.
For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.